The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. It's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. We're joined by South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt.
What we're asking people to do is be smart, right? Make sure you know where your flashlights are. Make sure you have batteries in case power goes out. And check on each other. We're great people here in South Carolina. If you have some older folks that live next door to you, make sure they're okay. Make sure they have their flashlights. Make sure they have batteries. And then check on them once it starts to make sure that they're okay. That's who we are in South Carolina. That's what makes us great people.
Coming to you live from the WeSellKiowa.com Morning Answer Studios. Here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
It's 8:36. Tommy's telling me we got a couple more tickets for you to see Street Choir, Van Morrison tribute, this Friday at 7:30 at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. I talked with you yesterday about this great group. If you're interested in being our guest at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, just text the keyword VAN. Just text VAN to 877-235-9405. And as we still have tickets available, you could be the lucky winner. On our guest line, like every thankful Thursday, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Joey. Always thankful for you and Tommy on a Thursday morning, that's for sure.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. A quick question for you. I just read with interest. I mean, what is going on with all of these phone calls talking about active shooters? I mean, yesterday, 12 schools around the state receiving these calls, a lot of manpower wasted. The Greenville Police Department getting a phone call saying that there's an active shooter at Greenville High School, another one at Robert Anderson Middle School in Anderson. Greenwood, Richland County Sheriff, Sheriff Lott down there said 150 officers responded, and they locked down Blythewood High School. What is going on with this?
So, you know, it's being investigated. You know, the first reports that came out is it was a TikTok challenge. So I'm challenging now everybody to tell me one good thing that TikTok has ever done for our society.
Yes.
Years ago, it had kids eating soap. And now something like this, this is going to be have to, if this is truly what it was, I mean, obviously we know it was a hoax.
Yeah.
Whoever did this is going to have to be punished to the fullest extent of the law. This whole idea, I mean, I don't think people realize, you know, I do morning shows on Thursdays around the state. And, you know, there were callers that came in that a teacher called in and said that this happened in the school that they were at. And 11 of her students literally threw up because they were so scared.
Wow.
And so when you think about that, like this is the Democrats. This is what they want. This world of zero consequences. Joey, we talked about it with student loans, right? You sign your name to a student loan, don't want to pay it back, no consequence. You want to beat people up, burn down, break, loot, no consequences. We have to get back. We are a country founded by laws, and those laws have consequences when you break them. And I believe as a parent, you know, we do this in our own home. We have rules. When you break the rules, there's consequences. We have to get back to that as a society. I mean, it's when you think about the resources, you touched upon that are used, what that entails and how many people that could have been involved in a tragedy had no assistance because officers were responding to a hoax somewhere else.
Right.
It has real consequences, these kind of things.
Yeah. Governor McMaster said that investigators believe the calls may be may have originated from another country because the voice sounded foreign. I mean, if that's the case, is there a chance that we might be able to find out who this is? Or is this just some idiot in a basement in Nigeria somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's pretty hard if they do detect that it came from out of state, but it should make us all as parents look at what our, you know, TikTok, things like that. Again, I challenge somebody to tell me one good thing that this app has ever done for us. It's caused our kids to do a lot of crazy things. And maybe it's time we as parents now come together and say, this is not something we allow on our kids' phones. Obviously, this is bringing no value to our society. So let's get rid of it. We know it's controlled by China. We know, you know, from all the articles I've read on it, that when you put it on your phone, you're basically opening up things on your phone to the owners of it. Again, we know China owns TikTok. You know, all good reasons to say, why do we even have this on our kids' phones?
Yeah. That's a good point. And, you know, we've got to, as parents, as adults, we have to lead them, guide them. And, you know, it's a lot of parents. And look, I can't, Peg and I don't have kids. We have Jesse and Simon, our two Cocker Spaniels. They're not allowed on TikTok, by the way.
You're a good parent, Joey.
But I can't speak to what some parents go through because I guess, you know, you just want to keep your kid happy. You want to be able to allow them to do things and experience things. But I'm like you. I don't see anything good that can come from an app like this.
You know, social media has made parenting really hard. Let's just start out with that, right? It, you know, we're working hard every day. We fight to keep our kids safe. And now we have to, you know, on top of working and taking care of our homes, taking care of our kids and families, we now have to learn every new app that comes out and what it's all about. It's hard to be a parent today with all the ways that kids can stream information. It's not easy, but you know, there are a lot of great companies out there, Joey, that will help guide a family in putting basically roadblocks in place for our kids so that they can't get out to an internet that has so many, first of all, a lot of bad information, right? Like that's not even true. Predators that search for our kids. There are great companies out there. Parents, you know, go get help. Because, you know, in locking down our electronic devices in our home and on our mobile phones so that bad actors aren't getting to our kids. It's the best advice I can give to anybody because we all can't be an expert on it. I mean, we can't be an expert on everything. Let's look to people who are doing that. And we're seeing over and over again why that's becoming so important.
Yeah. Well, and I'm convinced that social media has a lot to do with this whole trend across the country with kids questioning their sexuality, the whole transgender issues. South Carolina is sort of in the spotlight this week because, and it's sort of a deja vu. You remember when the National School Boards Association pressured the Department of Justice to label parents domestic terrorists? Well, they're doing the same thing now. Very similar to the American Medical Association asking the Department of Justice to investigate disinformation against gender surgeries for minors. I mean, we have these reports of hospitals like Boston Children's Hospital who's doing surgeries on kids as young as 15 years old, and people are speaking out about that. So now the American Medical Association wanting them to be investigated. I think a lot of this whole issue of kids questioning who they are, questioning their sexuality, gets back to the peer pressure on social media.
And you know, I think they get a lot of information from a lot of places. And I mean, I'm a mother of three, right? And so I know when you go through those adolescent years, I mean, it's confusing to a kid. There's a lot of emotions that are going on. There's a lot of hormones that are raging.
Yeah.
And it is. It's a hard time way back before the internet was even in play. But what I would say is what's confusing to me is how we have professionals telling us that frontal lobes aren't developed until 25. And so, you know, we really have to wait for people's frontal lobes to develop so that they're making these very adult decisions. But on the other hand, they're saying you should allow a child to make a decision about changing their body. It's like, it can't be one or the other. Like, right? It has to be, you're either not able to make, you know, very calculated adult decisions, you know, with this whole frontal lobe development, or you're not.
Yeah.
You just tell me one or the other. Which way is it? But you can't go back and forth depending on the topic you want to talk about. And I think that's where, as Americans, Joey, I don't know about you, I'm tired of information changing every time the subject changes.
Right. Exactly.
We have to start calling that out and saying, okay, if you're the expert, you tell us this thing, answer this question, and then it has to apply to everything. Unless you have new data that changes, it can't be the topic, you know, because we all heard about the science for so long. We can't even, you almost don't even want to say science anymore, right? They've made us so skeptical of that. So I just wish we can get something that information that doesn't change with the winds of change, right?
Yes, exactly. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, it's always a pleasure, and what a beautiful Thursday we have for Thankful Thursday. I'm just thankful that we were able to dodge a bullet, that there's still a lot of hurt going on in Florida and other areas, people recovering from Hurricane Ian. Some damage on our coast, but all in all, we kind of dodged that one, and I'm thankful that that God was looking out for us in this situation. Always a pleasure to have you. Be safe out there, and we'll talk again next week.
Well, thanks, Joey. And yes, please, everybody, continue praying for, you know, our neighbors to the south. Florida really took a direct hit, and, you know, it's going to take a long time and a lot of rebuilding to get some people's properties and lives put back together. So we are very thankful. And Joey, again, thankful for you and Tommy and for the good information you put out there for our people. And I look forward to talking to you again next Thursday.
Be safe, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. It is 8:46. Mike Gallagher is going to join us up next to give us a preview of the Mike Gallagher Show.
It's the Morning Answer, a 94.5 The Answer.
Are you planning to make the big purchase, maybe your dream home on Lake Kiawee this year? Then let me introduce you to my friend Patty and Gary Kaysen and their daughter Melissa Kaysen Custer. They're truly the experts when it comes to lake property. Maybe you're ready to sell. Maybe you're going to downsize. They can help you with that transaction as well. I speak with complete sincerity because Peg and I were so fortunate that we met Patty and Gary and Melissa with the Kaysen Group of Keller Williams at Lake Kiawee over 2.5 years ago now, when we were searching for our dream home on Lake Kiawee, and they were with us every step of the way. And they've been with us since, too. Talk about service after the sale. We've just really enjoyed getting to know the communities of Westminster, Walhalla, Seneca, Salem. And we've learned just how much Patty and Gary Kaysen are part of that community. Everybody knows them in the area. So if you're thinking about buying that dream home, or if you're thinking about selling, there's only one call you need to make, and that's to the Kaysen Group. Let me encourage you to reach out to the Kaysen Group, talk with them, tell them what you're looking for, let them start the search, and when the property comes available or when it's the right time to sell, they'll be on top of it. Find them at WeSellKiawee.com. WeSellKiawee.com. Live it, love it, lake it with the Kaysen Group at WeSellKiawee.com. It's 12 minutes before the hour.
Welcome back to the Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405.
PhD, the official weight loss program of the Clemson Tigers.
Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
Yes, PhD is the official weight loss program of the Clemson Tigers and their fans, and I want them to be your weight loss program as well. Call them today, 864-252-4925. Schedule your initial consultation and see if this program is right for you. I'm so thankful that I was introduced to Dr. Ashley Lucas a couple years ago now. She has her PhD in sports nutrition and chronic disease, a registered dietitian, and helped me lose 30 pounds, again, over 2 years ago now. And here's the key. I've been able to maintain that weight ever since. Because this program is based on the science of nutrition. It's not some fad diet. They provide 80% of your food at no additional cost. It's just part of the program. They teach you about what to eat, when to eat, and how to eat. It'll work for you. It worked for me. And it worked for my friend Mike Gallagher as well. Do we have Mike with us?
I'm right here. I didn't know that was a question. Of course it worked for me, right?
Was that my turn?
53 pounds now. I'm going to confess, I put a couple back on recently because I sort of fell off the wagon and I cheated left and right with cupcakes and stuff. And you know what's great? When you do that, you get back on it again. I took it right back off again. I'm right back to where I should be. Peg did the same thing. She, over the holidays, she said, hey, I put a little bit on. You just keep track.
I don't know what you need to be talking about that.
Why not? Why not? I don't mind. Hey, it's the way. This is life. I can't be perfect all the time. I'm only perfect 95% of the time. You know,
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about my wife. You talking
well,
about my,
but she got
my
right back to where she
pounds and get back get, and well, then take it back off.
But then, because she got it right back off, and she's the one who told me. She said the great thing, and she said this. She said, Mike, what's great about PhD? You keep an eye on the weight, and that's the key. Just you get on the scale, and when you're in maintenance, maybe you'll wobble a little bit. Hey, you can go a couple pounds either direction. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. But that's the beauty of PhD. It's a lifestyle. It's knowing what to do, how to eat, what to eat. I can't stop raving about PhD. I had my coaching session yesterday with Rachel. She's having a deal with Dwayne from the Hugh Hewitt Show. And she's going to need a purple heart with that one, because that guy, he ain't exactly warm and fuzzy. Woo! So Godspeed, Rachel.
Yes. Well, I'm certainly glad that I was introduced to Dr. Ashley Lucas, and I know you are
too.
And we have a lot of other friends and listeners.
MyPhDWeightLoss.com. MyPhDWeightLoss.com.
So a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about in the on the Mike Gallagher show this morning. I mean, this is one of those days to where it's just a struggle to kind of narrow it down on what you can get into 3 hours.
3 hours won't be enough, and I'm going to start with a positive note because, you know, we're 33 days away from the midterms, but wasn't it kind of refreshing to see DeSantis and Biden together fighting for the people of Florida?
Yep.
I mean, I know I'm probably going to get some flack for it, but sorry. It was a good moment, and I especially like DeSantis standing behind the presidential seal. Did you see that picture?
That photo just went viral. A lot of people commenting on that on social media with him standing behind the official presidential podium.
See, I'm so petty. If I were president, this is how shallow and petty I am, and you know this better than anybody. I'd make somebody take the seal down before DeSantis came up to speak.
Of course.
I'd speak with the president. Trump would probably do that. I'll bet you Trump would say, take it down. Take that
probably
seal down.
So, yes. That seal.
and then Biden with his hot mic moment, nobody blanks with the Biden.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. President. Everybody has blanked with the Bidens. I mean, starting with Saudi Arabia, the crown prince. Do you want to go down the list? OPEC, everybody. I mean, come on. Nobody blanks with the Biden, with the Bidens. Isn't it weird how this elderly man, and we all want to be elderly and happy and healthy, and we all want to live till 100, but at some point you got to drop the tough guy act. I mean, remember when he said he wanted to take Trump out in the back and beat him up behind the parking, you know, behind the schoolyard or behind the school in the parking lot? He just has this attempt to be this tough guy. I'm not sure it works.
Yeah. And I think that's part. And you heard the mayor too. I mean, the mayor jumped right in there with him. I think it's just two guys trying to be tough. I've never understood, guys standing around using that type of language, but I guess Biden just thinks it makes him feel like he's large and in charge.
Well, I think it's an insight into how Biden sees himself, that he is a guy that is untouchable, that he is just Teflon, nothing can, and I just, he's so wrong and so misguided. And hopefully in 33 days, he's going to get a big wake-up call, and he's going to have a Republican House and Senate to contend with, which will truly make him a lame duck and will stall his radical progressive agenda. I listened to a little bit of Herschel Walker before I tuned into you earlier this morning on Hugh Hewitt's show. Herschel Walker is a non-politician. You know, he is charmingly politically naive. He told Hugh he had never heard of an October surprise before. He had no idea. So you got this and never heard of it. And Hugh couldn't believe it. He said, "You never heard of it?" He goes, "I've spent decades covering October surprises."
Yes.
And this, of course, is Raphael Warnock and the left's October surprise. An anonymous woman that the Daily Beast is showcasing. And, you know, I don't want anything. If she exists, nobody wants her to be hassled, but shouldn't there be some responsibility to identify somebody who's making these kind of claims a few weeks before an election? Isn't it troubling that she's an anonymous source to the Daily Beast?
I know. It's one thing to have that type of accusation, but to have someone who seemingly has all this supporting documents, you know, the check, the card or whatever, but doesn't want to come forward and say, you know, this is who I am.
Is it going to change one vote? Is it going to change one person's mind?
I don't think it is.
I'm going to talk to Georgia voters about it today. Also, Larry O'Connor, new host on Salem News Channel. He's a great host in Washington, D.C., 9:45. If you've read his work at Town Hall, Larry O'Connor joins us in about 45 minutes.
Mike Gallagher, have a great show.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you checking in. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning. Tommy and I'll be back again tomorrow at 6. Until then, be proud, American. Stand tall. Remember, God's in control.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.